I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never face the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'll never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. I never said that friends wouldn't turn their backs to you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I've prepared to place. And someday, sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. Oh, this is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you.
Amen, amen. Sister tried to explain me about song, and like that I didn't understand all, because I tried to focus on these songs. And it's really interesting how God's economy is working different than this world. Amen. He promised that He will be with you always. Amen. Just to trust Him. Amen. We can sing that song, Amazing Grace. I was blind, but I can see. Amen. I was blind, but He is holding my life in His hands. Amen. Praised be to Lord. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that
grace appear, the hour I first believe. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already and grace will lead me home. When we've been dead 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing grace. The grace that found us, we were lost. We were blind. But today, Lord, we can see. Father, we thank you that not for any good thing that, Lord, we have done, but that grace so amazing, O Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, O Lord. Thank you for our children being to school and back, Lord. We thank you for as many that went to work, O God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for our homes, Lord. We thank you for feeding us, clothing us. We thank you for sustaining us, O Lord. We thank you above all, Lord, this evening, that we have this privilege, this grace, Lord, to be in your presence, O God. Father, even as we've come, we know that it is you that have called us. And any time, Lord, you call your children, there is always something in store for them. Father, tonight we're here to pour our hearts, Lord, to pray, O God. Father, all that we need is that the Holy Spirit will overshadow us, O God, and our utterances, Lord, and our groanings, Lord Jesus, will not come from any carnal thoughts, Lord, but will come deep from our hearts, Lord. The Holy Spirit pushing, Lord Jesus, us to the limit whereby, O God, O Father, we can see, O Lord Jesus, your grace being made manifested, O God, to us tonight, Lord. Even, Father, before we utter our requests before you, we know the Lord, you know our hearts. You know more than what even we need, O God. So, Father, we bring everything upon the altar. The Lord Jesus, let your fire come, consume it, Lord, and bring, O God, the results back to us, O God. The Lord, we will carry them as testimonies to the glory of your name. Because, Lord, when those things are seen in our lives, Then, Father, we know that we are our life is glorifying you, God. We become an epistle read by all men to see that we have a living God. Father, even as we turn to the Word of God, we know the Holy Spirit is here, oh, to make it alive unto us. Bless us, Lord Jesus. As many that weren't able to come, Father, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord, whatever we will receive here, let it be their portion also. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. As we are still standing, let's turn to the book of Isaiah. The book of Prophet Isaiah. Chapter 1. And we shall read the 18th to the 20th verses. Isaiah 1, 18 to 20. Let's hear the word of God. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Amen. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Lord Jesus, we've heard it. And Lord, we know that whatever you say can never return to you void. So Lord, tonight, we are willing, with all obedience to God, Father, we've come. So now, let us eat of the goods of the land. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Shall we be seated? My dear sisters, benvenuti. You are welcomed from Italy. And God bless you for going to help our brother over there. I believe you've learned some sentences of Italy. So when we close, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are back in the house of God. And here we've read something from the mouth of the Lord. The Lord, the mouth of the Lord has spoken this tonight. He said, come. Praise the Lord. Come now. And let us reason together. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Come now, let us reason together. You could see that God himself is what? Is beseeching us. Praise God. He's beseeching us. Come, let us reason together. God is desiring what? Desiring a meeting with you. He wants to sit down with you. And then reason with you. That means you talk to him and he will talk back. Praise the Lord. Amen. As you are reasoning with someone, Lord, you know this is my weakness. So, okay, my daughter or my son, I hear what you're saying. You say, come tonight. Come, let's reason together. Bring all what is on your heart. Amen. Amen. He's desiring a meeting with you. And the purpose is He is not going to force anything on you. Because this is something that we are going to reason together. Amen. He's not going to force, put anything upon you. But to reason with you. Hallelujah. And then he promises you. He promises all of us tonight. That even if our sins are just like a scarlet, be as scarlet, he will turn it to what? As white as snow. Praise the Lord. Ah, my. Today we have a privilege. Amen. To be in his presence. He said, even if it is as red as crimson, it will be like a wool. Amen. He's desiring meeting tonight. And now, when you look at verse 19, it said, if you be willing. Oh, yes, sir. See, he's not going to force you. But the thing is, if you would be willing to come for that meeting, come now. If only you would be willing and be obedient. Praise the Lord. Whatever is upon your heart tonight, he's willing. He already is what? He's already willing. Praise God. To sit down with you. To listen to you. Praise God. Are we willing tonight? Are we obedient to his word tonight? Oh, brother, the word of God is always true. It faileth not. Brother Maxwell, we have been coming to this prayer meeting all the time. And every time we hear all these promises, but yet it's not forthcoming. Oh, yes! He knows why. As long as you are willing, as long as you are obedient, believe that whatever you say tonight, it will never fail. It is in his presence. But he is looking at your heart. If you are truly willing tonight, he's looking at your heart. It depends upon how willing you are. And this willing here shows your sincerity. The truthfulness in your heart. Praise God. The willing here is looking at what? Your sincerity. That you are sincere. That there is nothing holding you back. Praise the Lord. If only we are willing tonight. He's ready to meet us. Praise God. He's requesting for a meeting. He's requesting for a meeting. Let us not be like the people he said, oh, these people, oh, they draw near to me with their what? With their, they draw it nigh unto me with their mouths and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. You see? That's not the willingness he's talking about. The heart must what? Be laid down upon the altar. Praise God. Tonight, put his word to test. Tonight we're going to pray more. Most of the time it looks as if the word takes a longer time. But tonight we are going to pray. Amen. We're going to show our willingness tonight and pour everything that we are looking for tonight before him. He is here. I mean, I don't want to read the 20th verse. Praise God. But let us read it. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. But I know that tonight no one will refuse this invitation. No one is going to refuse this invitation. No one is going to what? Look down upon this invitation. God inviting us tonight. That come, let us reason together. We know there are many kinds of, many forms of meetings. The world has their meetings, but most of the time, when there is some kind of a time of emergency, when there is some kind of emergency, immediately they convene a meeting to find what the solution to those. So you see that even the world, they convene what? Meetings. When there is something that is an emergency comes, they have to convene a meeting to find what? The solution to the problems. But God's meeting, when he calls, we see, first, let me just talk about God, why he called this emergency meeting, why he calls this meeting. He calls it because Satan is always behind us. There is always an emergency in our life. Praise God. Satan always is looking for what? A way to attack. So God needs that we always come closer to him so that he can give us his protection. Praise the Lord. Satan, take notice. He goes everywhere. Everywhere you pass, he's following you. Take notice of that. Wherever you go, he's there. He's following. That is why God has opened his word. Arms, his doors are opened. Let us always be close to the Lord so that Satan can never have any hand upon us. Do you believe that Satan goes everywhere? One time, God asked him, Satan, from whence comest thou? That's Job 2, verse 2. From whence comest thou? What did he say? He said, I'm going to and fro in the earth, up and down. You see? Doing what? Looking for a chance into the life of all the children of God. He's going everywhere, walking to and fro on the earth. Ups and downs. That means east and west, north and south. He's always there, going everywhere. So God calls his meeting to keep his children always in remembrance of the things that he has freely given to us. The Lord has things freely given to us. And there are many things installed also for us. So his doors is always opened. The door is always opened. Come and let us reason. That this shows that the door is always open. He's always ready to receive you. He that keepeth us will never sleep nor slumber. Amen. Come unto me. That's why he said, come unto me. In another verse, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See? Come unto me. Beseeching us. Praise God. And another place, he said, he's standing somewhere and said, come out from amongst them. See? Don't be partakers of their sins. See? Oh, the Lord is good. Showing that He's a true Father. Standing there and say, come, come from amongst them. Don't be partakers of their sins. Oh, hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he's saying, come now, and let us reason together. Let me read something from the prophet here. As the prophet was preaching this message, Conference with God, Jeffersonville in 1959, he said, like our brother here in the wheelchair. See? Let's put it in many forms. The wheelchair in many forms. Put your own problem there tonight. The prophet is saying, like our brother here in the wheelchair, like maybe you sitting there with a cancer or with a heart trouble or something. See? You seated there. Maybe with what? Some health complications. You seated there maybe because of what? Job problems. You seated there maybe because of what? Documents. Or many other things. You seated there. He said the enemy has stopped you. He brought you to a halt. See? Satan has brought you to a halt. You can't move anymore. So maybe you came to a halt before the enemy overtook you. Maybe you yourself came to that halt. Then the enemy what? Overtook you. Maybe there is something in your life that caused you to halt. Whatever it is. You still have the privilege of a conference, of a meeting. Amen. Amen. Whatever it is. Said you still have a privilege tonight for a meeting with Him. Amen. Don't look at what? The sins. Don't look at the problems. Just you have a privilege of what? A meeting tonight with Him. So whatever it is, you still have the privilege of a conference. Let's talk it over with Him. Let's do something about it. No matter what the enemy is, he's never too greater than our Lord. Amen. Amen. No matter how the trouble is, how Satan is troubling you. He said he is no greater than our Lord. We need what? A conference. We need a meeting. He said maybe you don't know what to do. There is something that you can't quit. See? Maybe there is something in your life you can't, you've tried, you can't quit. Maybe you've come to a place where you're so full of sin, lust, till you have to look upon every woman you see. See? Or maybe you've been perverted your own natural resources. Maybe you've come to a block. I don't care where you are in. God still is ready to come to you in a conference, in a meeting. God is still ready to come to you because He has spoken it. He is still ready to meet you tonight and talk it over with you. Oh, hallelujah. If only you are willing. If only you are willing and obedient. He's not looking at what? The sin. Because sin, there is no big sin and there is no small sin. Sin is sin. Sin is unbelief. Praise God. And your troubles, no matter how big it is, your requests, no matter how great you see it, He said, come, talk it over with me. If only you are willing. If only you are willing tonight. My brother, let's take this opportunity. Let's grab this opportunity tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He said, there might be many things in this life that the enemy has trapped you into. But remember, my brother, my sister, you still have the right to have a meeting with God. Yes, sir. Talk it over with him. He is a very present help in times of trouble. Oh, praise God. And then the prophet was making a reference on Moses. When Moses arrived at a crucial moment. Crucial moment. A moment where they were trapped. And that if something is not done, they were going to be crushed under the chariots of the army of Pharaoh. Something got to be done. Just consider that situation they were in. The sea before them, there was no way. And Pharaoh's army behind, as the prophet described, he said, the dust that was boiling from what? The chariots. Oh, hallelujah. It was shaking the whole earth. They were trapped. He said, the prophet said, that was a crucial moment. Crucial moment. There may be the same type of crucial moment. Maybe just not that way, but maybe a cancer has taken a hold of you. Maybe some other diseases. Maybe sin has taken a hold of you. It is going to crush you right down into the devil's hell. Separates you from God. He said, hold a conference quickly. Hold a meeting quickly. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And when this conference, when Moses said, when this conference was held, Moses went to God to meet him. He said, Lord, what should I do? Amen. Crucial moment. He went to God and cried unto him, Lord, what should we do? See? So Moses went for a meeting with God. When he was in that crucial moment, let us do the same tonight. Then he said, God told Moses, go back down in the camp, Moses. Go right back where you started from. I am God. Go down there and speak to the people and go forward. I am the way making God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. See? When he went for that meeting, that conference with God, he received the order. He received what? The order. Go forward. Go. Amen. You don't look at what? These circumstances, the obstacle, the hindrance, you don't look at them. Go forward. Praise the Lord. After you have what? Had the meeting with him, with all willingness, with all obedience. My brother, when you wake, you get up from your knees this evening, go forward against that obstacle. Amen. Go forward. He will go before you. When he says go forward, he goes before you. Praise the Lord. He goes before you. Now, where is the meeting place? Let's look at the meeting place. Where the meeting place and how the meeting, you know, well, the meetings, they have agenda, all those sort of things. So where the meeting place? Said, you know, these world meetings, UNO, G8, G20 and others, the prophet said, they've got to have a certain place. to have this conference. Amen. If you notice that, they are always trying to find some place that's beautiful. See? When the United Nations or G8 or G20, they were going to meet, the prophet said they normally, usually find what? A beautiful place. Praise God. I believe they try to select these places so that the attraction, see, and the peaceful place, it seems to work on the human spirit. See? So they choose that places because the prophet said he feels that it has some effect upon what? The human spirit. He said, I believe that's true. When we have world conferences, when they meet, what do they do at this conference? Now we are going to look at what? The world meetings, and we will look at God's meetings also. Praise the Lord. He said, the world meetings, what do? They drink drinks, cocktails, they smoke cigars and cigarettes. Then, I love this one, they lie to one another. See? They lie to one another. Oh, yes. When they meet, he said, hey, you got to withdraw your military from that place. You see, don't attack your sister nation. So move your military, move your army from the borders. So, oh, yes, immediately when I go, I'll tell my commander to move the army from the borders. After the meeting, he goes back. That's the time the war even what? Will go even more dangerous. Praise the Lord. Lying, they lie to one another. I will do this, and when he goes, he will never do it. That's man's what? Meeting. That's man's conference. They lie to one another and deceive one another at peace talks of the world. They will never speak the truth. Praise God. Then the prophet said, but when God calls a conference, when he calls for a meeting, it is fasting. Amen. So let us see how we meet God. It is what? Fasting. It is cleansing, as cleaning up. Before you go to the meeting, if you can enter into fasting, that's good. It's what? Cleaning up. Prayer. Receiving orders. And going forward. That's God's conference. Not feasting, but fasting. Amen. Not feasting like the world does, but what? Fasting. God's meeting. Not indulging in filth, but separating, cleansing yourself from all unrighteousness. So tonight, before we go to this meeting, we all have accepted, we are willing to meet the Lord tonight. As he said, we should come. But before we go, in your prayers tonight, do that kind of word, cleansing. Confess to yourself. Anything that you see that is not right, just confess it to the Lord. I want to come to this meeting tonight. But I want this cleaning. Let your eyes come. Clean me of everything. So first, do that cleansing. Do that cleaning. And then, go to his presence tonight. He's calling us. We are willing to what? To accept his meeting tonight. Then, brother, the world will be looking for what? They'll be looking for beautiful places. Because the prophet said he feels that it has some kind of what? Influence over what? The human spirit. But we, where do we meet him? Praise God. The meeting place is on your knees. Amen. On your knees and your heart bow. Praise God. That's all what he's looking for. The meeting place must be on your knees. And your heart bowed. Tonight, we want to accept. We have accepted God's calling. Tonight, I want us to pray, really pray. That's why I want to, our exhortation, I just want to make it so short. Praise the Lord. Tonight, he says, come. Let us reason together. Are you ready tonight? Praise God. Just be willing. He's looking at your heart. Be willing. And as you are going, make sure that you have cleaned yourself from all unrighteousness. Amen. You yourself confessing them. Then he will look at all those things. And even if it is as red as scarlet, as crimson, he will make it as wool. Amen. However it is, he is going to what? Restore the writing for you tonight. Let the musicians come. Praise God. Tonight, Lord, we have accepted your call. You said we should come and let us reason with you. We have accepted the call tonight. We are coming to your presence with all willingness. With all obedience tonight, Lord. We are bringing, Lord, our request before you. We know that, Lord, you meet us, each and everyone, according to your riches in glory. We believe it tonight, Lord. You have called, and you never fail. Come now, let us reason together. Lord, we have come. Lord, we have come. Here we are tonight, Lord. We have come. We are willing. With all obedience, Lord. Now, Lord, let your promise now come to pass. So that we can carry them as our testimony. To the glory of your name. Tonight, Lord, you know each and everyone here. And as many that are listening from homes. You know us even before. Lord, what we need. We may not even know. But Lord, you know everything. Fulfill, Lord Jesus, your promises in the life of your people tonight. Fulfill your promises, Lord. The things that are missing in our lives, the things that the enemy has taken away from us. Tonight, Lord, we have heeded to your call. You said we should come. We have come, Lord. We've come to reason together with you. We've come to speak, Lord, from our hearts with all sincerity. Confessing our sins, confessing our mistakes. Because tonight, Lord, you have promised that no matter how it is, you will change them. Even if our sins are like scarlet, you said you make it like what? As white as snow. Lord, it has encouraged us tonight for us to confess all our shortcomings. Let the Holy Spirit now, Lord Jesus, bring us onto that height, Lord. Let us all be caught in the Spirit, Lord, tonight. And Father, usher us into your presence. We've come to the meeting. We have come, Lord. We have come, Lord. We have come, Lord. We have heeded your call. And we know that, Lord Jesus, our labor and our burdens, Lord, you take them. And you give us rest tonight. We have come from among them. We don't want to be partakers of their sins. We don't want their plagues to come upon us. So Lord, tonight, we've accepted your call. We've come to reason with you.
To Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Tonight, my brother, my sister, even as you've sang this song, the Lord, we have accepted His invitation for a meeting tonight. Now it is up to you now. He said He wants to reason with you. Now speak to Him. Speak to Him. He has allowed it. He has invited you. It is His invitation that come now, and let us reason together. Oh, that means it's a give and take. Talk to Him. And let Him talk back to you. Tell Him. Just tell Him. Show your willingness tonight. He's looking at your face. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for tonight. We honor you, Lord. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you.
We love you because you first loved us. Blessed be your name. I love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. And he purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him. Oh, I love him. Oh, yes, I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Oh, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long. To be like him, all true life journey from earth to glory. I only ask to God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. How many believe tonight the meeting? Oh, the Lord has heard our request. Amen. I'm pressing on. Let's sing our last song and let's go. God, Richie, bless you. Go believing that whatever you have uttered tonight, you were in his presence. The God himself, he invited us tonight. And he will live by his word. Praise the Lord. These words that are here, they are always life. Anytime you pick it, life comes into it. Amen. You take it, speak it, life comes in. Because it is life. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm pressing on. The upward way,
higher ground.
Okay, we sing the chorus first.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith
on the stable land. And higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying, yes, I'm on the ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on earth, in stable land. And
fire bleed that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and face dismay. Thou submit well where this above. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven, stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lead me up and let me stand by faith on earth in stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, lead my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and face dismay. Though some may dwell where these are bound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Oh, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Indeed, Lord, it's a reflection of what's in our hearts this night. We have no desire to stay in this place, O God. Father, even as the song that was sang at the beginning, Father, we cannot make home in this place, Father. Everywhere we look, there's perversion, there's sin, it's just a terrible place, Father. And tonight we feel pressed in our hearts, Lord, O God, to seek for a better place. And your word has spoken to us, Lord, that if we are willing and we would obey, indeed, Lord, you'd bring us to a place where it's a victory for us, O God. And Father, tonight I'm very persuaded, Lord, that each and every brother that's here and sister, Lord, that we are all willing, Lord. Father, you say, though our sins be as red as scarlet, to come and reason it out together, Lord. And your word has reasoned with us tonight, and it has persuaded us, Father, to come just as we are. Lord, for we know that you are not looking at our sin tonight, Lord, but you are looking at our need. Father, I pray, Lord, O God, that you would answer the needs of your people, every brother, every sister. Lord, O God, where they are seeking for healing, I pray, Father, that you touch and heal your people. Father, where the Holy Spirit is needed, I pray, O God, that you may pour it out upon your people, Lord, for we are willing tonight, and there is a promise in the Bible, in your word, that this is promised unto us, O God. And Father, we know that Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away, Lord. No matter what opposition the enemy may try to bring to us, Lord. But we are persuaded, we know it, Lord, that, Father, it will come to pass anyhow. So we are believing tonight, Lord, the promise has been given unto us that the Holy Spirit will come. No matter what we may think, Lord, no matter what the world may say, it is for us, it's given unto us, and we are believing, Lord, that we will partake of it, Lord. Help us, Father, to continue to meditate upon it, Lord, until we have received it, Father. Lord, not to look back, not to falter, but, Father, to keep on pressing, Father. I pray, O God, that you be with us, Lord. The church and the needs in the church are many. We pray, Father, that you touch each and every individual, Lord, each and every office, each and every ministry, O God, that, Father, you may be on the move once again to bring us to that stable end, Father. We pray, may you bless our brother Vladimir, Lord, with the music and leading us tonight. We pray a blessing upon him, Lord, and praying for brother Maxwell, ministering the word and exalting us, Lord, into prayer, Father. O God, may you bless him and restore strength unto him tonight. And every prayer that was made, Lord, you promised that you would hear from heaven and answer, Lord, the prayers of your children. I pray, O God, that you would answer each and every request that's come to you tonight. Father, that when we would look back, help us to be that one leper, Lord, that would come back and say, thank you for the things that you have done. We believe it, Lord, that you have done it for us, and we are going thankful in our hearts that you have answered our prayers. Be with us, Father, until we would meet again. We commit ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it and wherever you go, precious. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, take the Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer, precious name. How sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, oh the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ, precious name. How sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name.
how sweet hope of God and joy of heaven, precious name.